This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping talked for 3.5 or so hours last night, long for a video conference, as I think we all can appreciate better now than we did a year and a half ago. Lots of ground was covered, of course, including trade. Specifically, says the White House, President Biden underscoring to his counterpart the importance of China keeping its commitments to buy billions of dollars worth of American goods and services by the end of this year. That was the phase one deal that President Trump negotiated. So, question has to be then, how's Beijing doing on that anyway? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ganzer has the answer.
China has promised to buy more agricultural products like soybeans, also U.S. manufactured goods like planes, plus natural gas, oil, and coal. This is all part of the Phase One deal, a trade agreement China signed last year with the Trump administration. So how's it going?
Well, unfortunately, China hasn't gotten all that close.
Chad Bown is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says the trade deal is 80% goods and about 20% services, and China's on the hook to buy more than $350 billion worth of American products.
It's at this stage running about 40% short, at least on the goods side.
That could be because the goals for Chinese purchases set by the Trump administration were unrealistic. That's what Jennifer Hillman thinks. She's a former U.S. trade negotiator, now at the Council on Foreign Relations. Hillman says, for example, the agreement requires China to boost its imports of natural gas from the U.S. by more than 400%.
We did not have the capacity or the ability to increase shipments up to the level that was set forth in this Phase One agreement.
Another problem, Hillman says, there are still Chinese tariffs on some of the American products Beijing is supposed to buy, making them more expensive. As far as the U.S. services China is committed to using, the pandemic got in the way. Wendy Cutler is another former trade negotiator. She's now vice president of the Asia Society Policy Institute.
There's less travel, less tourism, fewer students coming to the United States.
Cutler says the Biden administration should just give Beijing more time to reach the targets in the trade agreement and shouldn't risk another trade war by raising tariffs on Chinese products. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.